Talk about suffering here below and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep a following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, mothers? And don't you want to go and leave this world of trials and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep a following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, brother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of trials and troubles here below? Oh, can't you hear it, sister? And don't you want to go and leave this world of trials and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep a following Jesus.
Before I get out of here, I better tell you about our gospel set, the Close Down Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. Sister Rosetta Tharp gave us Savior, Don't Pass Me By from back in about 1968. That's from a compilation of her music called Precious Memories. And then from Elizabeth Cotton's record, Shake Sugary, you heard Jesus Lifted Me. That was her granddaughter actually doing the singing. And then we went back to the Golden Gate Quartet from about 1950, doing Right On, Moses. And the last thing there was a 1964 version of Talk About Suffering from Doc Watson. That was on his album, Doc Watson. And that's just one of the most beautiful gospel numbers in all of country music. Well, that's my opinion. You're entitled to yours. I am Mando Richard. Thank you so much for having tuned in to all or part of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Hey, everybody, be well. Stay safe. Be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And I'll see you again next week on the radio. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves.
It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists.
yakar inceden o, inceden o. Bir ateş düştü gönlüme, yakar inceden o, inceden o.
Las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Hello, Dr. Nomia. Welcome to Woven Liquor at a new time. New, same date, but, you know, new time, 11 to 1. 11 to 1. And I'm rubbing my eyes from sleep. A little too early. But anyway, how's everybody? Doing good? I'm glad to be here with you. And listen, I'm supposing now that most of my listeners, my listening audience, is quite all right with nasal hygiene, specifically nasal irrigation. Now, this for me is a new thing. And I have been ill. I don't mind telling you. I've been ill for quite a few months with a lot of upper respiratory things going on. Very weird. I know there's been a lot of viruses or viri flying around, and I swear I have gotten every single damn one of them. But the odd thing is, I would get better, and then I would cease to function again, you know? And it always started with a congested nose. And that's very usual to me. In fact, I had a friend from England who finally, we actually did a Skype and we finally talked, he said to me, "What's wrong with you? Do you have adenoids?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know." I was getting a little embarrassed and flustered. He said, "You sound like Jonathan Richman." And I thought, well, that's a compliment, and a backhanded compliment, I guess. But yes, it's true. I often sound congested. And I discovered this marvelous thing. I went to a pulmonologist because of all my illnesses, you know, that ultimately led into an upper respiratory thing. Congestion, coughing, horrible, horrible. And she was marvelous, and she told me about shooting up my nasal passages with saline. I mean, not just spraying a little bit in there, but really, really barraging my nasal passages with this saline spray. But it was a little difficult for me to abide by that initially. In fact, I had known about neti pots. I mean, this whole neti pot ritual, I mean, it's so bizarre to me. And you pour something in one nasal passage and it comes out the other. That's just so bizarre. But see, the thing about it is, twofold thing. One is that I have a deviated septum and all kinds of other issues, right? I was at a venerated nightclub in Pittsburgh many years ago called Metropole. And I was there with a girlfriend, and some crazy psycho guy pushed her into my nose, actually. And I went after him. And I was stopped, and the cocktail waitress, she says, "I know who this is," and she called the manager. And it was a real psycho guy. Anyway, the upshot of this is I was bleeding like a stuck pig. He had broken my nose, so to speak. So that's been a problem. That's been a problem. And the other problem is, when I was a kid, I was a really, really skinny kid, asthmatic kid. See, it all fits together. And I loved swimming, but not swimming. I loved being in a pool. I loved cooling off in the pool. I loved bopping up and down in the pool. But I couldn't swim to save my life. I was too thin. And the water, you know, I had no buoyancy. Even the water is wonderful for buoyancy. I could not trust the water. I just sank like a stone. And consequently got water up my nose, and that really freaked me out. The sense of drowning, I really got freaked out about that. So it is no small wonder that I've not been a fan of anything up my nose, you know? Nothing up my nose, right? So when this pulmonologist told me about saline spray, I was a little reluctant. But she showed me, like, you know, where the spray goes, and she told me about, you know, the differential between, you know, one nasal passage as, you know, compared to the other. I mean, she herself was a sufferer, and she used this spray. You know, she taught me how to palpate my sinuses to find out which one was stuffed. And I hope I'm not making you ill with this. I mean, but, you know, this is a very human thing, and this is what this show is about, you know, looking at different types of fears and panicky things in life, and, you know, trying to share them, amongst ourselves, because, look, we're all human beings. You know, we all have foibles, we all have weaknesses, and we sure as hell, you know, may be afraid of water up the nose, and, you know, who wouldn't be? I mean, I guess there aren't people, I mean, swimmers, you know, people who love swimming don't mind that. They somehow have adapted to that whole problem. But anyway, so I tried this, and she gave me all kinds of nostrums, all, you know, pun intended, nostrums, get it, nostrums, all kinds of medicines, and they worked. I feel a whole lot better. I mean, I irrigated my nose. I practiced really, really good nasal hygiene. I irrigated my nose, and I felt wonderful. I could breathe again. Now, I have, you know, nasal sprays, and I had like a Z-Pack, and I have another allergy preparation for nighttime. I mean, all kinds of stuff, a whole arsenal of medications, but it all worked, and I feel much better. So our topic today is a panic in nasal irrigation. And possibly some of you, maybe not many, have the same sort of fears. And I just want you to really think about your sinuses. Think about them very, very deeply. And if you're full of snot, if you're full of snot and having a hard time with illnesses or just, you know, disgusting social appearance and habits, you may want to go to a pulmonologist. Well, I have an ENT, but hell, if he did much of anything. You know, he was so conservative in his treatment. He just basically, I think, got, he prescribed this one medicine that my PCP nixed. And she prescribed, you know, an inhaler, a different kind of inhaler, steroid or he prescribed some other medication that did squat, and the medication was out of pocket. You know, my formulary did not cover it, and it was like $47 for something that had quite possibly negligible benefit anyway. But he did squat. I mean, he knew how messed up my nose was, all the polyps, all the, you know, vehicular accidents inside my nose, all that kind of stuff. And he was so genteel and conservative. Nice guy, don't get me wrong, but I wanted either surgery or some kind of blasting cap in there to get rid of all that crap. Anyway, all right, we continue. I'm so glad to be here with you, and I hope you're glad to be here and listening, and we're going to have a real good time together.
Let it drop. sounds. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure? Weird? Tune into Audible Sounds, Thursdays at 4 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from around the world. And discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved.
Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
Thank you. بلادي ومعبودي وعينيك والبارودي حب بلادي ومعبودي وعينيك والبارودي خلوني صون حدودي وعن أرضي رد البلا يا هلا ويا هلا حبي راجع يا هلا ربي من بعد الهجران تقبل صومي والصلاة غامر فؤادي ولبلادي بروح بفادي حبك غامر فؤادي ولبلادي بروح بفادي لأجلك والأجل بلادي يا أصطاد سباح الفلا يا هلا ويا هلا حبي راجع يا هلا ربي من بعد الهجران تقبل صومي والصلاة وجيتك يا أحلى الحلوة ميت بلادي من الويلات وجيتك يا أحلى الحلوة والبدو يهوى زينات يهوى مثلك يا بلا يا هلا ويا هلا ربي راجع يا هلا ربي من بعد الهجران تقبل صومي والصلاة
يا هلا ويا هلا حبي راجع يا هلا
Thank you.
Ladies, if you want some fun, see what you ain't never seen. Tune into Short Walk live stream on Twitch, noon to 2 p.m. Fridays with your host, Dirt Malden. It's a phantasmagoric, kaleidoscopic adventure happening of visuals, music, poetry, writing, humor, strangeness. Tune in and contribute too.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a word December, just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love, my heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Right on!
Right on!
Courts in session. Join the Rocket Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie,
for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT.
We'll be right back.
WRCT Pittsburgh, and I'm going to fake you out because you think I'm going to do the radio calendar. Well, it's not my responsibility anymore. You know, there's nice changes happening here at the station. I mean, we've got a whole parcel of new shows coming. Yes. And, they got rid of the Driftwood, you know, they kicked them out. You know, the folks that were just taking up space, and they kicked them out. And then they introduced a whole lot more. So, I don't know. After me, there's a new show called Indy 500, but I don't think it's happening today. It sounds exciting. It will happen next week, I'm sure of it, but I don't know if somebody is coming in to take over for that spot, or it's just going to be the automation. But anyway, tune in, folks. Thursday, today, a lot of new stuff happening and a lot of great old stuff happening. Anyway, we're dealing with the scourge of panic in the face of nasal irrigation or nasal hygiene. I was telling you, I didn't really give you full disclosure. I was telling you about how I didn't like to get water up my nose, and so kind of ignored a very helpful thing for many, many years that could help me clear up my diseased and disorganized nasal passages. But thankfully, a pulmonologist visit a couple weeks ago put me on the straight path, and I feel much better. I don't know if I sound better, but I feel much better. And, I was a poor swimmer. I was very thin. I couldn't get the buoyancy for myself in the water. I would just sink and then invariably get water up my nose, and I hated it. But there's another thing I want to share with you, and I don't know if anything like this has happened to you. I doubt it, because I seem to be a magnet for all kinds of weird misfortunes, especially in my young life. But because I was struggling, and very visibly struggling, in public swimming pools, and I caught the attention of a couple bullies, okay? Used to go to this public swimming pool on the south side of Pittsburgh, and there were two neighborhood bullies there. I forgot the one guy's name, but the other kid's name was Spikey. I think it was like about I was 9 or 10, and they were also maybe a little bit older, I don't know. But anyway, what they did after I, you know, got dressed and, you know, was on my way out of the swimming pool, and, you know, they jumped me. They jumped me, and they put, like, a tarp over me. Honestly, this is so bizarre. And there were two of them, and they took me right where that public swimming pool was. There was, like, some brush on the one side, and one guy covered my mouth, and the other guy just put, so weird, put pasta shells, penne in my nose. And they poured, like, I don't know. I mean, it was, I don't think it was water. I think it was like Coke or something. Because I remember there was a, you know, an effervescence. There was sort of this, you know, this uncomfortable phosphatish kind of a feeling. And they waterboarded me, okay? There's a, you know, there's a thing here. I mean, you know, you think that it is something that is very tolerable. I mean, in my 9 or 10 years of age, I was seriously frightened and thereafter traumatized. You know, we used to have, when we were kids, we would always, like, kind of panic whenever adults came by. In fact, that would be the